What's up, family? Yes, it's me. It's Ray. Ray Sinai, what they call me. You already know. Welcome to the Sinai Show, and I'm back with another banging episode. I'm so dramatic, y'all. Excuse me. I missed you guys so much. That's why I'm being so extra, so over the top. I missed you, babes. Okay, so look. Let's just touch on it. Today, I'm going to come at you guys with another encouraging episode of just talking about following your dreams. And, you know, I can go on and on about this subject because it's something that I live by daily. Trying to always be true to myself, following my heart's true desires. And I'm sorry, you guys, that I haven't been posting in a few days. You know, I've been busy. I've been handling some things, but I'm back. And let's get straight into it, okay? All right, so basically, you never want to lose sight of your dreams and your vision for your life. Even if you're not exactly where you wanted to be right now, or you're not exactly where you envisioned yourself to be in the past, it is okay. You know, I don't want you to give up. Don't lose sight of your vision. Keep on making those vision boards. Keep on writing in your journal. Keep on manifesting those better things and better days into your life. Because trust me, baby, as long as you're waking up every day, the Lord is opening your eyes, you're in good health and everything, and your kids are straight, you got a roof over your head, you got clothes on your back, you still got fight left in you. Understand? It doesn't matter who doesn't support you, who is not checking up on you, who don't believe in you. You know what I'm saying? You got to believe in yourself. It starts with you. So we got to stop seeking outward validation for the things that we feel are important in our lives, or the things that we really have our mind set on, the things that we are dreaming about, the things that we pray about, the things that we really want to happen, but it's not manifesting exactly right now at this moment on the outward. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have faith in yourself. You got to have faith in your vision. You got to keep God first, and you got to keep striving towards that goal that you got, because a dream is only, you know, as far to reach as you think it is. You know what I'm saying? It takes hard work. It takes dedication. And you can't give up, because it doesn't happen overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day. Understand? So every day, wake up and look at it like, okay, I'm not exactly where I want to be, but what can I do today to work towards that goal? Do not let a day go past and you not doing some type of work towards your dream and your goal. I understand if you got a hard job and you going to work and you slaving on a job. Well, look, baby, don't go to that job slaving for them and you don't come home and put in no time and no effort towards your own dreams and vision. You're going to be forever on that hamster wheel, you feel me, of slaving and working for the next man, building up daydream, but you sleeping on yours. No, we can't do that no more. You can't be surrounding yourself with these friends who always laughing like, girl, you crazy. When you gonna do that? No, them not the type of people that you need to be telling your dreams, your goals, your visions to. You need to be around people who is thinking at the same altitude as you. You need to be around people, matter of fact, who higher than you, people who doing things that you haven't done yet, but you want to do it, because they could lead you to those things. They could help you network into the right circles, you know what I'm saying, of people who going to help open doors to the things that you got in your heart. God will put the right people around you to help you to manifest those goals and dreams. Sometimes we have to ask for help. Sometimes I know it's so hard, especially for us women out here who doing everything on our own. You don't got the help, or even us single mothers, you know, not having the right support systems, but also the fellas too. You know, it's hard out here for the men, you know, out here wanting to do better with their life, and it's like the options be limited. But really, in reality, you know what I'm saying, you can do whatever you put your mind to. You know what I'm saying, you got to get in the right frequency and align yourself with those type of people. You cannot be expecting your dreams and stuff to take up off the ground, and you always in the same, you know what I'm saying, low vibrational environments. You always do the same thing. You want to wake up, smoke weed, be high out your mind every day. How can you focus? How can you think? Put the weed down. Put the alcohol down. Stop going to the club and stuff every weekend. It's okay to turn up and live your life, but when that's all said and done, are you really achieving progress in the stuff that's really important in life? You know what I'm saying? You really got to prioritize your dreams and visions, you know, over just always having fun. It's going to be time to have fun. You're going to be having fun when you popping bottles and you thumbing through them bands, you feel me? And you got to chase after your dreams hard body to get to that level of seeing the lucrativeness of your visions, of your goals. God gave you all the gifts you need already inside of you to be great, to create something, to just, you know, have these great ideas that you never write them down. You never, like, what can I say? You never, like, I got a brain fart. You never try to dig into these dreams and visions you keep having. You keep having them because it's an idea that God's trying to give you to open up different doors in your life to be greater, to elevate, to go to that next level. You know what I'm saying? And then you might got people around you who don't believe in what you want to do, or they always trying to keep you in a box. If you say, oh, I want to be a nail tech, or oh, I want to open up a daycare, and then you always got somebody to say, well, you know, that's not really popping right now. Too many people are doing that. Or maybe you need to just go to nursing school, or maybe you need to do the same thing that you was doing before, because, excuse me, that would seem like it was working for you. No, you don't want to be complacent. You don't want to get stuck into these similar patterns and things, because you'll always get the same results. So you want to get out your comfort zone. You want to try some of these ideas out. You want to start researching and getting the knowledge you need on these different subjects, because sometimes the only thing that's stopping you from getting to that next level or that new pay scale rate is the knowledge. Maybe you just need to pick up the book, read. That's one thing this generation doesn't do as much is read. We so into these phones, we so into these electronics, and really we are dumbing ourselves down. We are kings and queens, gods and goddesses. Come on now, my woke people. We need to tap into this power that's already in us. Put down the phone, cut off the TV, journal, write out your thoughts, meditate. You know what I'm saying? We want to take more time to enhance these qualities that we already have. The things that you're feeling like you want to learn about or that you want to get into, you need to actually read up on it. You need to get some hands-on experience with it. You need to try it out and see if this is really for you. And once you start to master it and you keep practicing it, I'm sure you'll get money from it, because that's just how it works. You know what I'm saying? This world is set up to make you think, you know, having too much money or being money oriented is going to bring you problems, or it's going to stress you out, or people going to always have a handout. No, we need to have a mindset of, okay, let me get into these dreams. Let me get into these goals. It's going to bring me more money and I'm going to be more comfortable. Understand that money is going to make you feel like you have less worries, less cares. Yeah, new levels, new devils, but I want us to be rich. I want us to be wealthy in life. I want us to be wealthy in knowledge. I want us to have legacy to pass down to our children, not just Jordan's clothes, pictures and stuff. How about let's have them savings accounts? How about getting our children their first cars? How about helping them, you know, understand financial literacy? How about teaching them by example that it's okay to follow your dreams and not want to work for somebody else for your entirety of life? Your existence is to work for somebody else, dreaming somebody else's job. No, you so much bigger than that. Especially if you on this podcast, you are great. Your gifts are infinite and you just gotta tap into them. So long story short, because I like to keep my episodes, you know, kind of brief and short, just dropping a little knowledge. Never lose sight of your dreams, babies. Never let nobody tell you that your dreams is unreachable, or that they're stupid, or that, you know, your mama didn't do it, so you can't do it. They not you.
They not built like you, and God not giving you those ideas for nothing. That thing that you keep dreaming about, that thing that you wake up thinking about, that thing that you keep on doodling on the paper about in your spare time when you feel like you bored, or when you at your job or you at school, that's probably something that's deep-rooted in you and that can bring you some prosperity if you really tap into it and focus your intentions on bettering yourself in that area. You know what I'm saying? We is out here. We out here and we sleep. A lot of people sleep. I'm not sleep. A lot of people sleep, though, and not knowing that they have so much greatness in them. And it's because they let somebody crush their dreams, crush their pride. They got too much ego, or just a lot of self-doubt, you know, a lot of damage. And, you know, it's stuff that you got to work through. It's a healing process. You know, it starts from the inside, then it'll start to reflect on your outer life spectrum. And so you got to change your mind. You got to change your intent. You know what I'm saying? Stop focusing on what somebody else doing, what's working for the next person, and try to worry about what works for you. What will bring you happiness? You know what I'm saying? What are some of the goals you have for your own life? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Where do you see yourself 10 years from now? What type of future do you want for your kids? You know what I'm saying? Even if you coming up in a bad background and, you know, not the easiest type of lifestyle, and it seems like odds are against you, well, that should give you even more push and dedication towards you making a better future for your kids. You know what I'm saying? Or you making a better future for yourself down the line. If you don't have no kids, you don't always want to be living in a poverty mindset or living a life of mediocrity. No, ma'am. No, sir. We don't live in mediocrity. Get your mind out that mediocre frame of life. Like, okay, well, I'm comfortable here. I might as well just kick it here for the next 5 years. No, we not comfortable. We want more. Go higher. You know what I'm saying? This is how you're going to get the most excitement out of life, is to always be progressing your mind. You know what I'm saying? Always be striving and reaching for better things. Now, if you feel like your life is okay where you at, maybe you don't got no dreams. Well, baby, start dreaming again. Start thinking about what you really want. Maybe your dreams was killed, or maybe you let go of your ideas for yourself a long time ago. But it's time for you to wake back up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Life is passing you by. Time is not waiting for nobody. You feel me? It's only 24 hours in a day. And that person that you staring at and wondering how they got where they at, or maybe you envious or jealous, or you feel like you didn't get the same chance. Yes, you did. You get the same 24 hours as the next person, baby. And I'm not trying to come at y'all head. I just want y'all to wake up and realize that you could reach these dreams. You could reach these different goals you got in your life if you get focused and get serious about your future. Never let nobody crush your dreams, walk over, you know what I'm saying, stuff that you think is important to you. Start standing up for yourself. And if you got people around you who always speak down on you, stop telling people your business. You know what I'm saying? Make those moves and let them see after the fact what you got going on. Stop telling people your next move and everything about you, because they don't want you to get past them. Some of you is around crabs in a bucket. Misery loves company. Be around people who speaking of positive things. People that got stuff going on, you will realize if you be around people who is movers and shakers, their conversation is different. You know what I'm saying? Their conversation is on some whole other junk. And that's what you need to be getting on. You need to get on that wave around people who is talking about uplifted things. Things you haven't even experienced yet. Money that you haven't even touched yet. And keep God first. Pray all the time. Pray for everything. We nothing without God. You feel me? If you don't believe in God, believe it's a greater entity, it's creator. But we all have some of that power in us, and you got to tap into it. Life is more than what some of these people are making it. You could be whatever you want. If nobody ever told you that, you can be whatever the fuck you want to be. What you want to be? Write it down. Make a vision board. What you want to be? Research it. Tap into it. Where you got to go to meet people who doing it? Understand? It starts with you. Get up off your ass. Get up off your couch. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to have the phone in your hand all day, you might as well get on Google. Google it. Google, baby. It's all right here. We in the age of technology. If you lacking the information and stuff, it's because you're being lazy. And I want to see you succeed, okay? I really do. So never let nobody walk over your dreams. Know that you're great. Life is not perfect, but it's a battle that you're going to win. Keep a victorious mind state. You a victor, not a victim. Stop feeling guilt. Stop feeling pity on yourself, because God wouldn't put you through something that he didn't think you would get through. You understand? This whole process is to make you stronger. This whole process, the reason you still waking up every day is because your purpose is true. You have real true purpose. Now tap into it and let me know how you feel. Okay? Love you, babies. Have a good day. Matter of fact, a great day. Be blessed.